Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line. Coming up.
Coming up on Heard on the Street, retailing in the age of Amazon.
Sit back, relax, and grab your earbuds. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Hello, and welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined by David Riley and Dan Gallagher in San Francisco. Hi, everyone.
Hello there. And
good
it's
morning.
Almost Happy New Year.
Indeed. First, we'll talk about Amazon and how other retailers can compete with it.
And of course, Miriam, retail has been high on everyone's minds the past few weeks, given the holiday season. And as we all know, Amazon has changed everything. Bricks and mortar retailers certainly know that. So here's the question. Is shopping as we once knew it dead?
I think it kind of is. I mean, in a way. I mean, so we're still shopping. We're still spending. But retail is so fragmented because of e-commerce that a lot of the traditional retailers that we might see, from an investing standpoint, are suffering. So it looks like a lot of money is being sucked out of the room, but it's actually kind of being dispersed to a bunch of different players.
So, and obviously, Amazon is a huge beneficiary of that because probably the biggest vacuum cleaner out there. I guess we all probably ordered something from Amazon this holiday season. Dan, did you order anything from Amazon?
Well, I'll do you one better. Of all the things I purchased, in Christmas shopping for friends and family, only one item did I buy in a physical store.
Wow.
Everything else was done through Amazon.
That was my gift. That's why I haven't gotten it yet, right? So, Miriam, tell me this. It would seem it should be pretty simple for the legacy retailers, the bricks and mortar type people, just to, turn on the e-commerce switch and the dollars should start flowing and the profits should follow. Why hasn't that happened that way?
Well, I think it's a really common misconception that e-commerce is going to be better margins and by nature better for these bricks and mortar retailers. The fact is, if you are a bricks and mortar retailer, you already have the fixed costs of running your stores. So you have all these stores out there that you're paying for labor, you're paying to keep the lights on, you're paying to heat them, you're paying rent. And the reality is, the more sales you can run through those existing stores, the better. And not only that, you can also get people to buy other things when they go into the store. Then again, you need to have an e-commerce presence because otherwise Amazon is going to completely eat your lunch. So a lot of these places are investing a lot in their e-commerce presence, but as you move sales online, it's not you're not getting a lot of new sales. It's just moving sales that you might have gotten in store to moving
online. It's not like the pie has gotten so much bigger.
The pie might be getting a tiny bit bigger, but just like a normal amount that you might grow sales in a year. You're mostly moving sales from column A to column B, and the problem with that is that online sales are actually lower margin for a lot of these bricks and mortar retailers, counterintuitively. And the reason is you have shipping costs, or that's the main variable cost that comes with e-commerce sales. So the more you sell online, the more you have to pay in shipping, and that really eats away at your margins. Whereas if you could just run it through your existing stores for the cost you're already paying, it would be much more efficient.
I see. So for the bricks and mortars guys, e-commerce obviously is hurting on their traditional stores. They're not reaping all the benefits you would think from the e-commerce side. Dan, on Amazon, now they're not impregnable in a way either. Of course, they're seeing, sucking up a huge amount of the sales, but we really haven't seen the profits follow. Why is that?
Well, it's because Amazon is always trying to do one better. They've never been content to just grow share of commerce. They keep finding ways to do things faster, put more things in there. Just another anecdotal example from my own experience is that I went through the things I bought for Christmas. Two-thirds of them were under Amazon's Prime program, but not stocked by Amazon at all. These were things stocked by other, you know, third-party sellers that were participating in Prime. So Amazon is getting the benefit of massively expanding the things it offers on the site through this very great program that people get fast shipping on, but they're not taking the inventory risk for it. You know, so that's great for them in growing their share, but it also costs money because Amazon spends a lot in shipping, and they're always doing these new things. You know, they're trying to build a drone fleet, trying to build a trucking fleet, expand to one-hour deliveries. So every year you have Amazon adding new things to what it offers that are very expensive. It's never been content to just like rest on the share it gets.
We're going to have to wrap it up there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Herd on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Herd on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.